Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. Well, welcome back, actually, to Traveling with Françoise. We start the hour around 11:05, and we continue on until 1 p.m. every Sunday. I am Françoise Rhodes, and again, always great to have you with us. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Well, Sean, didn't we have fun with the bronies in the first hour?
We did.
I know, and she wears a dress that has donuts all over it. In honor, I bring donuts every Sunday for our guests and for Sean, and I always have mine before we come in. And they know that, and she wore a dress covered in donuts.
With donuts, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute material, too. So a lot of fun in the first hour. We also gave away a pair of tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. I have a couple of other gifts to give away in this hour of the show, but we are going to shift into travel mode here. And for those of you here in the Coachella Valley, you can hear us on now the new 100.9 FM station. Yes, as you're driving out there around in your car, as the FCC approves the strength of the signal to go up, eventually you'll be able to hear it inside your home and office. But right now it is crystal clear out in your car. Again, that's 100.9 FM and, of course, 1200 AM. The show today is brought to you by Command One Security, covering the entire Coachella Valley. And let's see, KESQ, I wasn't there yesterday. I will be back next Saturday morning on KESQ around 6:40. And my goal is to talk about cruising, but I have to get some good pictures. And so far, I haven't found pictures that I really like. So that's my goal. That's what we're going to do. All right, we have some great news for the show. Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio, they are now the transportation provider of Traveling with Françoise. Yay!
Applause.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool. Now, new ownership and new general manager. My service department guy is still there, George. So glad George stays. He does such a great job. There's a lot of new people there and some of your favorites. But yes, it was time. They needed a change. They needed people to come in. Volkswagen's making a big comeback. You know, it really wasn't the car's fault on what the company did. It was the people higher up that were a little greedy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame the vehicle for that.
For people's actions. Right.
Right. People's actions. And that was the sad part, because I drive a CC right now and I'm waiting for the new Atlas to come out. People were asking me about the car and I'm saying, well, the car is fine.
Yeah. Everything in the shop was all good.
Yeah. It was just what the greedy guys did at the top.
Factories were doing fine.
Yeah.
It was just people.
It was the people. Right. So anyway, keep that in mind when you're going out there. Give them a chance. Say, I'm really excited about the Atlas SUV. It's a little bit smaller. I have a Expedition, which I'm getting rid of, and my car's a little bit too small, so it should be just exactly the right size. So again, we want to welcome Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio to Traveling with Françoise. All right. Let's see. Some things. What do we have to talk about as far as, how about emails? I have a couple emails that I want to read you before I jump right into some travel things going on, travel industry news. Here's one from Lori Hirth. She won the Miracle Springs overnight stay. There's another one on the website right now, so you can go to the website and check it out. That's Traveling with Françoise. There's an E at the end of my name.com. She said, hi, Françoise. Thank you for the gift. I took two of my girlfriends for a girls' night and to celebrate one that just turned 70. They said we had a fun day and night was had by all. So congratulations to your friend who just turned 70. And sounds like you did have a good time. And that was from Lori. And this here is from Nikki Engel. She says, really like your show on the Salton Sea. And she's talking about the airing of the Salton Sea show that this week, I think we're going to have to run that one more week, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Went about 8 years ago with a friend that spent summers in the 50s and 60s with a family there camping. She has many great memories of it. Nikki Engel, a big fan. So, Nikki, thank you so much. Yeah, it would be wonderful if they could bring that Salton Sea back to a life again, the way people remember it. Sean, have you said you were going to drive around the Salton Sea? Have you done that yet?
Not yet.
No, okay. All right, did you go down the recreation center?
No,
not no. yet. Okay.
None of it. I have a lot of things I want to do.
Yeah, well, you're getting there, though. You're doing more and more.
I'm trying to do more.
You are doing
step
more.
Step at a time.
Yeah, but it's not, the Salton Sea's not going anywhere anyway, so it's going to be there for quite a while. Here's something you and I had talked about. We were talking about astrology, and I don't even know how we got on that subject in the first hour of the show, but did you know that there's this big lunar eclipse happening in August 21st? And they have a stamp now. the Postal Service. Did you see this in the paper? They have a stamp in honor of the lunar eclipse. It is a first stamp to use a thermochromic ink, which changes color with heat and light.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a stamp here that they announced this on Thursday. It's called the Total Solar Eclipse Forever stamp. It will transform from the image of a black eclipsed sun into the image of the moon under the heat of your finger.
That's cool.
Isn't that really something? Yeah, and then when it cools down, then it reverts back. So, yeah, it has the eclipse, and they've never done anything like this. I don't know. It doesn't say what the cost of these stamps are, but I can't wait to see one. I can't wait to buy. I think I might buy some of these. If you get those first runs that they have and save these,
oh, yeah,
this would be might be worth some money.
That's a real good one.
So they do have, again, the solar eclipse is coming up. The Postal Service, these inks, these stamps are seen. When are they going on sale? Are they on sale now? They don't really say. They're a little vague, but it is, what did I call it? The Total Solar Eclipse Forever stamp. So again,
that's
Total
cool.
Solar Eclipse. I'm saving this. I'm going to get some of those. And I'll bring them in, and we'll see if it really works.
Yeah.
So I would imagine in my mailbox, when you're sitting, I have one of those standalone mailbox in front of the house.
It probably would change color because it gets warm, right?
Because it gets hot in there.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get them and then sneak outside. Well, I don't have to sneak. It's a stamp. I don't think it's gonna care if I sneak up on it. But go and look at it and see what it's doing. So I find that fascinating. All right. Now, speaking of Nashville, which I really wasn't, but I am now, we are taking a trip, cameraman Steve and I. We are going on a four-day trip to Nashville, Tennessee. It's to the Grand Ole Opry plus the historic solar eclipse. We're going with adult customized tours. And this event, there's only 10 spots left on this trip. It's a $9.95 a person. We are going to film an episode of Traveling with Françoise on an ACT tour.
That's cool. That's really cool.
We are going to show people what it's like to go on a tour, such as what they do.
Right.
They are just, it's a customized tour. It's not just everybody jump on the bus and good luck.
Right, right.
Yeah, this is customized with guides and a host and hostess and all this sort of stuff. They do a phenomenal job. And I myself, I have to admit, Sean, I was one that thought, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do something like that. But after hosting a couple of them and seeing how much fun everyone had.
I think it'd be really cool.
And no name tags and stuff like that involved. None
of
that. Free time, too. Lots of free time with choices. So I'm really excited about this. So if you want to be part of a Traveling with Françoise, part of the television show.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to be on TV.
If you want to be on TV. Yeah,
we'll make you famous.
We have 10. Well, I don't know. About, yeah. We have 10 spots left. It happens August 18th through 21st. It's $195 per person. That includes transfers from the Coachella Valley to LAX. We're going to fly Delta nonstop to Nashville, accommodations at the Fairfield Inn and Suites Nashville at Opryland, a daily hot buffet breakfast. There's a Saturday night show at the Grand Ole Opry. So this is going to be a fun trip. Call ACT Tours now and register your spot. I mean, not right now. You can do it tomorrow. Register your spot. They're not taking money at this point, but you will register to hold your spot. And their number is 760-322-1247. All of this information is on Traveling with Françoise. But again, join me and cameraman Steve and be on Traveling with Françoise television show.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is it going to be fun? I'm really excited about this because we're always trying to think of something different. Now, our show that we shot up at Lake Henshaw and then the rest of it, I don't want to give it all away. I want you to see it. Should be on TV hopefully next week. We have to film one commercial tomorrow for Coachella Valley Volkswagen. So it's all done. It's all put together. I saw it, went over and we went through it. And there's a part about fishing in there. It's really, it's a good show. Certainly I'm not in a jet like the Blue Angels. But as soon as I get the commercial shot on Tuesday, then Steve will go ahead and put it all together, do his magic. We'll send it off for closed captioning. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that will hit the airwaves next week. So anyway.
I noticed your name comes up now too. At least it did on my TV.
Oh, yes. Yes, it did. I guess still, though, any show that is a paid program, right at the very beginning, they do put that.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
it's a sponsored show. Briefly now. They only have it for a couple seconds.
Right. But I like now it said what I was watching now on the little tab on the bottom now.
Right. Instead of paid programming.
Right.
It says Traveling with Francois. So if you're flicking around. So that's a good thing. All right. So I think, Sean, we're going to step aside, and I will have this Nashville information on the website. It should be up by tomorrow, so you can go there and check it out and see if it's something you want to do. Like I say, there's only 10 spots left. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes. All right, we have two tickets to the production of Later Life at the Coachella Valley Repertory in Rancho Mirage on Saturday, May 13th, the 2 p.m. matinee. Their shows have been selling out all season long. Now, here's your chance to go. Again, it's the production of Later Life at the Coachella Valley Repertory Theater in Rancho Mirage over at the Atrium on Saturday, May 13th at 2 p.m. If you would like to go, those tickets will be at Will Call. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. Now, this segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They offer free one-on-one appointments with low vision consultants who can assist with ordering adaptive products such as magnifiers, sunglasses, large print items, and more. Their library has over 100,000 titles on digital audio, and it's free to those with vision loss and other physical disabilities. Give them a call at 760-321-1111. All right, we were talking about the stamp that turns, goes from the moon to the total eclipse. Well, here's something else. NASA's Cassini spacecraft has survived an unprecedented trip between Saturn and its rings, and it has amazing pictures to show for it. Now, what kind of ride would this be? Cassini skimmed the 1,900 miles or 3,100 kilometers above Saturn's cloud tops, closer than ever before, came within 200 miles of the innermost visible ring. I'm stumbling on all this because I keep thinking of this black hole that's out there. How soon, when will we know what's beyond the black hole?
I don't know if we will.
You don't?
I mean, it's kind of like trying to pick the first person to teleport. Like, okay, when you're gone, we're not real sure where you go, and we're going to hope you end up over here.
Yeah, that's true, huh? And if you don't, then where are you? We don't know. I don't think that person's going
to like, how
me.
Do you get the next guy? Like, okay, you get the first guy to go for it. How do you get the next guy? Be like, okay, look, we figured it out this time. Now we need somebody else.
Well, I have an answer, but it probably isn't a very good answer. I know people aren't going to hear this, but some of these people that are on death row that have murdered someone and they're just sitting there now waiting out their life, let's do some testing
send
with them.
One of them through.
Now, don't call. Please don't call. 760-440-8255. I mean, but really, and until at least we find out where their people are going. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not going anywhere that, they shouldn't be.
That was our one political statement of the day. Yeah. All right. Hotels. Consumers have weighed in on their favorite hotel and airline brands, and many of them can be found right here in the Coachella Valley. Overall, hotel guest satisfaction climbed 2.7%. That's a good thing, and that's nationwide. It says here they have a scale that goes to 100, 100 being best. Hilton guests are the most satisfied with a hotel scoring of 81, while Marriott and Hyatt tied for second place at 80. Starwood and Marriott brand scored 79. Among hotel brands offering luxury accommodations, JW Marriott tops the chart at 85, while the upscale Hilton Garden Inn and Hyatt Place share the next spot at 84. Starwood's Aloft, part of the Marriott's family, comes in at 83, alongside Hilton's Embassy Suites Hotels. Wyndham holds the top-rated mid-scale property, Baymont Inn and Suites, which ranks 76, as well as the best economy brands. Days Inn was at 67. However, Wyndham Family also had the lowest-ranked chain in industry. Which one do you think that might be, Sean? Which hotel? Think of one of the ones that you drive by and go, don't think I'd want to stay there. Yeah.
Super 8.
They were
in my top, I think, two or three.
They Super 8 only had a 63. I don't know. I think probably because some of those hotels is maybe the location that they're in.
I think location, and I think that I feel like I was raised with kind of like that. I feel like that was like the, oh, let's, we'll look and see if there's anything else. Maybe, you know, yeah, boils down to location.
But, a location.
But I feel like they kind of have a stigma about them as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know? Because the doors are just kind of, I don't know, right, painted these weird colors and whatnot. So Super 8. So if you're staying in a Super 8, they had only a 63. And again, probably it has to do with area. For me, I just want cleanliness.
Right.
It can be the smallest little hotel room.
It can be a closet.
A closet.
It needs to be clean.
It needs to be really clean. That's all I ask. Yeah, and now, that, you know, yeah, people, they're normally most of, I would say a good 75-80% of hotels do not use bedspreads anymore because they're pretty gross after a while and they don't wash them all the time. That's why they quit using bedspreads, because of all the germs and stuff they were finding in these bedspreads. So I haven't been to a place that had a bedspread in a long time. And I don't know what I'd do now if I walked in and saw a bedspread.
It was there.
Yeah, I might say, maybe I should find something else. All right, as far as airlines go, airlines, a study which surveyed 8,600 customers between April 18th and March 19th. April 18th, 2016, and March 19th, 2017, found that the best airlines are JetBlue, Southwest, and Alaska. So, and speaking of that, the fellow that was pulled off the United Airlines, did you hear that he has already settled for undisclosed amounts?
I didn't. I heard that it was something that happened very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Somebody swept it all under very fast.
Yes, they offered him, and he took it very quickly. Yeah. I thought that was strange for someone who was so irate and upset. And, of course, now he can't talk about it. I'm sure that's all part of the plot.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah, it's all, but they said it was behind closed doors. Everyone, they've heard some numbers, a very hefty sum, but they can't confirm them, so they're not going to say them. But the, my only... Again, I was a little disappointed that he just took the money and ran so quickly when the whole thing was wrong.
Right.
But that was his choice. And maybe he was just tired of talking about it also.
Maybe. It may have just been. Plus, like I said, remember, they tried to jump out real quick and, you know, try to go at his character a little bit. And maybe he just didn't want that to keep going.
Yeah. And for his family, too.
Right.
He had a big family and he might, they might have been
getting,
didn't
want the attention.
Yeah. They might have been getting death threats and stuff. Who knows
in
this day and age? Yeah. I'm sure there's people. So he, that is done over with. Goodbye. Now, the little bunny that died on one of the United Jets, you heard about that?
No, I didn't.
They had a bunny, a Simon. Actually, it was a very large bunny, was in the animal cargo hold area and passed away. And so everyone's blaming United. However, that's not
how it works.
No. Rabbits are very, very fragile. You can kill a baby bunny by just grabbing it and picking up because they freak out.
I mean, sounds horrible. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, rabbits are so sensitive. And yes, they're very emotional. Very emotional. You have to be really delicate with rabbits. And the guy probably just was so scared and something, you know, we don't know how old he is, but you can't blame the airline for that.
It's not the evil guy in the background.
Right.
It's not Mr. Burns and you know, twiddling his fingers.
Uh-huh. Gee, I'm hungry. I think I have rabbits too. But no, the poor guy, he just couldn't handle the flight. Who flies a rabbit around anyway?
I've seen a rabbit.
All right, City of Coachella and Airbnb announced a tax agreement. The City of Coachella, they are excited to announce a new tax agreement that will allow Airbnb to collect and remit taxes on behalf of hosts and guests. Airbnb will begin collecting the 9% transient occupancy tax on behalf of hosts. Guests will be charged the appropriate taxes on their Airbnb bill, and the company will then remit to the City of Coachella. And they're talking, to date, Airbnb has remitted over $240 million in hotel, tourist, and occupancy taxes to more than 275 cities. That's over $240 million. So it's good for them out there in Coachella to be getting some part of that $240 million. Nothing wrong with that. You know, do it right.
Not at all. Get your piece of the pie.
That's right. Okay, and national parks. It's easy to spot a VIP in a national park because there were over 339,000 VIPs, which means volunteers in parks. And they greet the visitors. They are working on the trails. They're building the trails. They're leading programs, performing research. You don't realize that a lot of the people you see in the national parks are volunteers.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. And that's
which
a lot
means
of
you have to like it. Which means people should be nice to you.
Yeah, exactly. You're just trying to help everyone there, and you have people abusing you and yelling at you.
Exactly.
But that's National Volunteer Week. They just recognized National Volunteer Week. But they're saying that if you would like to become a National Park Service volunteer, they need more. They need more, so if you go to volunteer.gov or contact any site directly for more information, any volunteer who contributes 101 hours of service in the first 101 years in the National Park Service will earn a special certificate of appreciation. But this is, I know a lot of people that just in the summer take off in their RVs, and they have certain national parks that they go and just spend, they give them, I think they give them free hookups for their RVs.
Right.
And they're volunteers for the entire summer.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that'd be real cool.
Yeah. So if you would like to do that, just change it up a little bit. It's visit volunteer.gov, and perhaps I'll see you at one of the national parks as a volunteer. Okay, we were talking about airlines just a minute ago. We'll hear some more news about Cuba. Spirit Airlines has become the largest U.S. airline to give up on scheduled passenger service to Cuba. Spirit will begin thinning out its Havana-Fort Lauderdale flight schedule in May before halting service altogether on May 31st. Man, everybody was drooling over all the millions they were going to make opening up the gates to Cuba. That has not happened. That makes Spirit the third U.S. carrier to exit the Cuban market this year after similar plans were announced in March by Frontier Airlines and Silver Airways. American and JetBlue have reduced capacity to Cuba, though they've done so by changing frequency or switching to smaller aircraft. So there are some changes, but this really was such an untapped market. No one knew what was going to happen. I mean, there's still a lot of restrictions.
Yeah,
and
they didn't know. It's almost like it's a new market. You know, it's so old that it is a new market.
It is a new market. And the airlines had no idea how frequent people would want to go, when yep. they'd want to go. Is it going to be a seasonal? Is it going to be a summer or a
spring
break?
Yeah, they haven't even had enough time to figure out when the time to fly there is.
No. So I think they just bombarded Cuba with so many flights. Everybody thought they would jump on the bandwagon. And now they're finding it just isn't lucrative for them at this point.
It's oversaturated.
Right. But it will change.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
It will definitely change. And here's something for you, Sean. Families making plans to hit the road. Let's see. Families planning three or more trips in 2017, it's up 28% from 2016, where it was only 16% of the families. Popular types of family vacations, old school family road trips is top of the list there at 79%.
Yeah.
Yeah, road trip. Good old road trip. Visit to national parks came in at 51%. Visits to theme parks, only 40%. Trips to international destinations, kids aren't really into that much.
No.
That's only 33%. Guided or escorted tours for families, yeah, that drops even lower at 22%. Ocean cruises, which I don't know, that can be really fun for the family, comes in at 20%. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Bob Schneider joins us. He is from the Desert Adventures Red Jeep Tours and Events. He's going to tell us about the season. They're not done in summer. They still have a lot going on. So we're going to hear all about it. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 and the 100.9 FM. And of course, in Arizona, we are AM and FM as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, and we were talking a little bit earlier. I was talking about Desert Adventures Red Jeep Tours and Events and how they just don't shut down when the summer months come around. And behold, who shows up but Bob Schneider? How are you doing,
Francoise?
Bob?
Great. How are you?
I am good. Okay. Now, it's been a long season, sort of, but a fast season.
It has been, yeah.
I mean, what we were talking about earlier, it's just about over. When I really say now, seasons for us, when they're over, that means a lot of the charity events are finished and things like that. But we just don't stop here in the desert. We have big events coming into town. Of course, Comic-Con is going to be back, and the Short Film Festival and other things will be here during the summer. But for a lot of folks, it is kind of a wind down period. A lot of businesses, you've worked so hard this season. So first, let's start how was the season for Desert Adventures Red Jeep Tours?
I thought the season was really good this year. We had our Jeep Tours were way up. Our event business was down a little bit. But, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Everything balances out at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. Because that's usually the way it is in restaurants. They have one dish that's crazy for a couple months, and after that, no one wants it. They think, what happened between then and now? It's just people change. Now, when you talk about events, of course, we know the Desert Adventures are Jeep tours that you take out here, different tours that you take of different areas here in the Coachella Valley. Now, I have the list in front of me. You have Painted Canyon, Mecca Hills. You also have San Andreas Fault, the Sunset Jeep Tours. You have a lot of different type of Jeep tours, Joshua Tree National Park, which this year, did Joshua Tree get as much love as it did last year?
It did. Joshua Tree has really exploded with visitors. When I first started the business, not started, but when I bought the business back in 2010, there were only 1 million visitors a year. Now there's 2.5 million visitors a year.
Really?
So it's really gone up, and that's a pretty popular tour. Now, we don't do that in a Jeep, though, because we have to get on the freeway and up Highway 62, so we do that in a van or an SUV.
In a van, oh, right.
And that's a pretty popular tour, remember, that park is bigger than the state of Rhode Island, so it really helps to have a tour guide to go up there with you and kind of guide you through some key highlights of the park.
Right, and I was looking at the hours. That's 5 to 6 hours.
Correct.
For a tour.
That's pretty much a full day tour.
Yeah, you can't just hop on and say, we'll be back in a couple hours, because if you're going to really see it. So you have a variety of different types of Jeep tours available, but I don't know if people realize that you have this beautiful Metate Ranch, that you can have events there.
That's true.
And can you actually start a tour? I would think you could start one of your adventures from right there at the ranch.
Sure, absolutely. A lot of times people bus in and we'll pick them up right in a parking lot off of Monroe Street, take them out on a three-hour tour, and then they can go back to the event area, which we call the Enchanted Desert. Mm-hmm. We have a series of games there, everything from target shooting to foot pool to the big outdoor checker sets to darts. And they can have a lot of fun, play bocce ball, have a nice box lunch, or have a cooked lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about that in terms of being the end of the season. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies, small companies, may want to do something nice for their employees.
Right.
A Jeep tour with a box lunch and some games in the afternoon might be a good thing. You know, go out at 8:30. You're done by 12:30, 1 o'clock. It could be a lot of fun, and we could do some special pricing for our people who are listening today.
Yeah, and do something completely different. Yeah, because that's how do you top last year is what people say to themselves. And I'm sure you could say, well, you can easily top last year's with an adventure, desert adventure, and just having the event at the ranch.
Right.
Yeah, and doing some fun stuff that way. Completely different. Now, when you talk about first of all, how big is the Metate Ranch?
It's over 800 acres.
Oh, that's a lot of acreage.
Yeah, we have a lot of places to go and see, and there's just a lot of beautiful landscape and scenery out there.
Mm-hmm. And you can set up really for any, you can have entertainment, really anything somebody wants.
Yep, we've got some parties coming up in the next couple of weeks where they're going to be doing, bringing out a band and doing a dinner, and it's really a fun, it's just so beautiful in the evening. Once the sun goes down and it cools off, and we're doing things for as few as 35 people and as many as 200 people. So, it runs the gamut in terms of the range of a number of people that we can handle.
Well, that kind of makes me think of birthday parties.
Birthday parties. We've done a few birthday parties.
Yeah, I mean, big people are having large, these multi-generational birthday parties where they're thinking, we're too large for a park.
Yep.
Our public park anymore.
It's true.
It's too big. There's no parking. I'm thinking of that. Why could you have a wedding there?
Yes, absolutely. We have probably 3 to 4 weddings a year out there.
All right.
Yeah. And we've had, this year we hosted a woman for her 85th birthday party with 40 or 50 of her family at the ranch. And a couple years ago we had, I think, 25 or 35 people out of the reserve. And they had so much fun, one of the other women came back with 25 or 30 of her friends and had another party. So, people enjoy it out there. It's so beautiful.
And I have to say, there has to have been one bride that wants to ride up in a red Jeep.
That hasn't happened yet.
No, come on. See, that's what I would do.
Yeah,
I'd say I'd be totally, they'd be waiting for me to come out, I don't know, a little trailer, but no, I'd come up in the red Jeep. I'm giving you ideas out there, folks. Do something different.
Right.
Do something, Desert Adventures, Red Jeep Tours and Events. Take advantage of all that you guys have to offer out there. Of course, you're on the web at red-jeep.com, and the phone number, everything is on Traveling with Francoise. So you can easily go there or call 760-324-5337. Now, the summer, you have all this events. This is a great time, like I said, to wrap up your so-called season for a lot of businesses, charities, private parties and whatnot. But you guys don't shut down in the summer. I mean, it gets hot, but we get a lot of international visitors that love this summer heat.
Yep, we do. And so we're going to do our tours at 8:30 in the morning. Remember, you're going to be done by 11:30.
Yeah.
It's usually sub 100 degrees by 11:30. So it's not that bad during the summer. And then on Wednesday and Thursday nights, we do our very popular stargazing tour. That starts about an hour and a half before sunset. And once that sun goes down and you get, you know, away and behind the mountains, and you're out there, it can be quite a beautiful evening. And then we have a special guide with a telescope, and he can guide you through the night sky. It's a very popular tour in the summertime.
Well, and is it true that if you shine a flashlight out there, you can see the scorpions?
That's true.
It
that's
is
very true.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I did a walk one night, and I think I saw one, but I really don't think I was looking for it. I thought that was myth, because people were saying just park the headlights and all these
things. In fact, when we do the stargazing tours, we give everybody a flashlight so they can see the spiders if they're out there.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah. And, you know, you were talking about in the mornings. But you're out there, you're in a Jeep that has a canopy over.
Yeah, it has a canopy.
But the breeze, once you get that
breeze
of moving, I don't know.
We have ice water, we have granola bars, and we bring out white washcloths that we can dip in the ice water and you put around your neck, and it's an immediate cooling effect. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not bad.
So it's not bad.
So, Bob, now let's talk about a little bit. What have you found this season as far as popular? I would think every season changes for you for Desert Adventures on what visitors and locals are wanting to see. What so far this year has been very popular?
Well, the San Andreas Fault Tour is by far our most popular tour. We probably generate 90% of our revenue just off that tour. Other popular tours include the Indian Canyons, because that's just a beautiful, beautiful area. And then the really interesting tour, I think, is the Mecca Hills Painted Canyons, because it includes the agriculture. So the Jeep picks you up at 50th and Jefferson at the Ralphs there. And then they kind of wind their way through the various agricultural fields. And, you know, we grow everything from A to Z here, from artichokes to zucchini. And it's really interesting to go out there and be in this unbelievable desert environment. And here's all of this vegetation, these wonderful vegetables growing. And it's just quite a, you know, juxtaposition.
Definitely. In fact, on one of the TV shows, I was out there in the East Valley Imperial, and one of my notes was saying that 2/3 of the country's winter vegetables come from right here in the Coachella Valley.
That could be. I know that we're the largest grower of Thompson table grapes in the country. 95% of the dates consumed in North America are grown right here in the Coachella Valley.
It's incredible. And you get out there, and like you say, you're saying, wait a minute, I had no idea. How often do you hear that? You hear it from your clients all the time. We thought it was just sand and dirt all the way down to Mexico or something.
They're amazed.
Now, when you take a Jeep tour, we get on the tour, we get on the Jeep. Is there walking involved? People have asked me that have never been on a Jeep tour before. They're kind of curious, how does a Jeep tour work? Are you sitting the entire time? How does it work?
So on the San Andreas Fault Tour, it works where you get on the Jeep. It's about a 10-minute drive from the pickup location to the ranch. And then when you get into the Palm Oasis, you'll get out. You'll take a short walk, maybe 5 to 10 minutes through the Palm Oasis. Then typically you'll head over to the Indian Village again, 10-15 minute walk through the village, and then back into the canyons, and again no more than 5 to 10 minutes back into a beautiful slot canyon. So there's not a lot of walking. It's not really a hiking, it's more of a nature walk kind of a thing.
A nature walk. Well, for me, I would love that, because I don't mind sitting in the Jeep, but there's times when you kind of want to stop and absorb, take it all in, and you can't do that.
And there's some people that don't want to get out of the Jeep, and that's fine, because the walks that the rest of the guests are going to take are so short, you can just sit and relax in the Jeep, enjoy a water or granola bar, and just enjoy the beautiful surroundings that you're in.
Yeah, make a new friend.
Yeah.
Where they don't talk to people.
Right.
I bet you see that a lot, too, when you get a Jeep full. How many people does a Jeep hold?
Seven.
And then do you have a larger Jeep that holds more?
Seven.
Okay, just a seven. So when you get seven complete strangers in there,
I
bet by the time it's done, everybody's a first name basis and they're old buddies.
And sometimes it's like just the other day, a guy came back and he ended up with two different sets of guests, a twosome and a foursome. And they were all from Massachusetts. Like, who would have guessed, you know, that they'd end up on the Jeep on the same day?
Oh, and it wasn't planned.
And they didn't know each other.
Isn't that funny?
So it was great.
Yeah, and they were all like, wait a minute, everybody knew something. And then they had to focus on what they were seeing.
Right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your guides, the people who drive the Jeeps, because that is the key.
You mean the best guides in the world?
The best guides in the world. I mean, that's key.
Oh,
that
it's absolutely
is
key.
That will make or break. And you guys have won all these awards, and you're rated number one and all this. Tell us how you have some sort of, not a vetting process, but you do, it's the guides just don't walk in and say, oh, I would like to be a guide, thank you very much, and hop
easy.
In a Jeep. No.
I'm in the process right now, actually, of recruiting guides. So if you're out there, you're retired, you're looking to make a few extra bucks, being a guide at Desert Adventures can be a lot of fun for you. We have our own training program. One of my guides who joined the company the first year I bought it happened to be the guide trainer at Disneyland. She took all of our information and turned it into a curriculum. We run like a college level course. It's 7 weeks long. It's 3 days a week. It's 4 hours a day. Plus, you have to go on 4 ride-alongs because we don't script our tours. So we want the new guides to understand that their personality is allowed to come out on the tour. And so we give you all the information you need to provide a 3-hour tour and then some for the guests that are on your Jeep. And the people that have a tendency to work for us have a real passion for the desert.
Right.
And that's what helps. And that's what really keeps us in our number one position because of the passion of the guys.
The passion. And because they are asked these strangest questions and they have to have an idea, an overall idea, if not the exact answer, but know where they can either find it quickly or.
Right. And if they can't, if they don't know the answer, they can get your email and they can find the answer.
Find the answer.
And a lot of times that's what happens, you know. Sure. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's not an easy job. It's, you know, you got to drive a Jeep for 3 hours, talk, meet complete strangers. And by the end of the tour, typically everybody's friends.
But that's, again, where your guides come in winning all these awards and number one spot. It's because they, first of all, they love what they do. And that shows.
Yep.
And that right there can surpass anything. You get people that love what they do. The passion comes out. And all the visitors, before you know it, they're pulled into that passion and excitement, and they start seeing things they wouldn't normally see if somebody was just droning on just
That's one of my greatest pleasures as the business owner is to sit in my office during the day and watch my guides come in the morning with big smiles on their faces, excited to get in their big red Jeep and go out and entertain these people. And then when they come back from the tour, I'm always there to ask them how it went. And to a person, it's always, it went fabulous. I had a great group of people. Everybody had a good time. And of course, hopefully they got some good tips.
All right.
So it all works.
Again, good stuff. So, folks, if you haven't done it, you need to go on a Desert Adventures Red Jeep Tour and Events. I always say this is a perfect birthday present, anniversary present, a great, you have gift cards, get a gift card, surprise somebody with this. They will thank you for it. They're going to have such a good time. For those of us living in the desert, it's a great way to learn about our surroundings so we don't sound like complete fools when people ask us, what are those mountains up there? I think they're chocolate, but I'm not sure. But yeah, earthquakes. We always get the earthquake question. When was the last time you had an earthquake? But no, definitely this is a win-win all the way around. Have your next party over there at the Metate Ranch. Do something different with life and go out there and enjoy yourself. So summer's coming up. What are your hours or days of operation? How does that
work? We're going to be running 7 days a week, tours in the morning at 8:30. And then on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we'll do the stargazing tours an hour and a half before sunset.
Right. And how far in advance can people book?
We'd like at least 24 hours in advance.
24 hours in advance. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so people all of a sudden say, let's go on a Jeep
tour.
Let's
it's not them. Like the guide sitting around
waiting for them to
Jeep. Right.
Yeah. Let's go on a sunset tour. Those are beautiful. 760-324-5337 or go to the website red-jeep.com or simply just go to Traveling with Francoise. All the information is there. Bob, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Francoise. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I have one last question.
Yes.
How many Jeep tours did you take out this season?
I don't actually do the tours.
Oh, I thought once in a while like to jump in and go.
I'll do a familiarization tour, but I'm not a tour guide.
Okay, you were the boss. You're
That's
making
right.
sure everybody gets
That's
to
right.
where they're supposed to go.
That's right.
All right, okay. I would be sneaking out there once in a while. I know I wouldn't. All right, Bob, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, we do have a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs. If you want to give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255 for a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in, Palm Springs. All right. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts. Throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond, travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff. Well, the place to take it is Angel View. Your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. For more info or to locate an Angel View Mart near you, go to their website, angelview.org. That is angelview.org. They do such a wonderful job out there. All right, the flowers might be slowing down out there in the Anza Borrego State Park in the desert, but the Borrego Springs Resort is doing just fine under new ownership, same friendly service, golf course open, looking great, new chef. So go on out there and book your stay now. That's a wonderful place to relax. You go out there and you are in a just a whole nother world. And as far as stargazing, just beautiful out there in Borrego Springs. So the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa, less than 90 minutes from the Coachella Valley. Go to the website, BorregoSpringsResort.com. Now, if you always want to go on a Kenya's Great Migration Adventure, adult customized tours, they are doing this August 12th through 23rd. Sign up now. They have a lot of people signed up for this trip, and it's going to be incredible, all the places you are going to go. It is $4,900, and call Adult Customized Tours today, or, you know, and just leave your name. They'll call you back. They always call you back at 322-1247, or go to the website, which is act-tours.com. Again, Adult Customized Tours. Of course, whale watching, a lot of whale watching going on right now. And we want to thank Donna Caliz out there at Dana Wharf Whale Watching for all that they do. We're always giving whale watching certificates away. In fact, you'll see on the website that we have some certificates. Yeah, Sean, hi. What's going on?
You have Edie in Palm Desert.
All right. Hi, Edie.
Hi, Francoise. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Well, I know. We just haven't been running into each other at events like we normally do. We've been going.
I know it. well, I'm going to ACT this Wednesday, hopefully. Will I see you there?
You will see me there, yes. I'm going to talk about the Nashville trip and how you can be on an episode of Traveling with Francoise. So, yes, I will be there. Travel Club,
okay,
thanks.
Okay, well, at least I'll say hello to you, and thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome, and I'm glad you brought that up, Edie, because folks don't want to forget that Adult Customized Tours has their free travel club meeting the first Wednesday of every month, 1 p.m. at the Best Western in Palm Desert, right there along 111. So, Edie,
right.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you, honey.
All right.
See
well,
you then.
Stay on the line, though, so Sean can get your info, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Okay. So, Edie won herself a $25 gift certificate to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs. Now, for those of you who like honey, don't forget that the California Honey Festival happens on Saturday, May 6th. So that is looks like a sweet deal to me. And here's something happening out in Vegas. In fact, I'm going to talk to him. I thought about a show. I don't know. Sean, what do you think of this? I was thinking about doing a Traveling with Francoise episode on shopping in Las Vegas.
That'd be cool.
You know, I'm thinking that a lot of people don't realize all the phenomenal shopping that there is in Vegas.
Right. You mean it's more than casinos?
Yeah, really. In fact, my friend now is working up at a ski resort.
All right.
That is only, Charleston? Is it Mount Charleston? I think that's the name of it. But it's only, 30 minutes or so from downtown, and there's snow.
That's too funny.
It's a ski resort. Go figure. When he said he was moving up there, I said, you're going where?
For what?
Yeah, for what? Now he has to worry about the tires on his car. And because he said...
Problems that nobody's used to out here.
No. And in Vegas, would you even think of having to worry about putting chains on your car or getting snow tires to go up a hill? Yeah. Doesn't make much sense. But anyway, it is there. And once he gets all settled and things are where he wants it, we'll go out there and I'll do a show from out there and you'll find out exactly where this resort is. But they have a big event coming up. H&M, they're having a grand opening at their fashion outlets in Vegas. And they are announcing a strong lineup of entertainment and events for spring. So they're doing a lot more things out in Vegas with the shopping side of it. They're going to have a big Memorial Day sidewalk sale. Where is this going to be? It says go to the website, fashionoutletlasvegas.com. Fashionoutletlasvegas.com. So again, I thought this would be a lot of fun to do something about shopping in Vegas. Because like you say, it's not just gambling. Well, today, another good show. Don, it was a lot of fun today. We always have fun, though, on the show.
Another really fast show.
Fast show. A lot of good information. Our guests were really good. They were all happy to be here. I remember Desert Adventures Jeep Tours. Their information's on the website. Book a tour, or if anything, buy gift certificates and give to your friends when they come over. They come to visit, and you don't know what to do with them. You say, here.
I know it sounds wrong, but everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
But anybody who's there for a long time, you say, hey, you guys want to go out for the day? Yeah. I got the perfect thing for you guys.
There you go. And then they
get the house to yourself again a little bit.
Right. And then they come back and tell you how fun it was, and you're saying,
right.
Why didn't I go?
Exactly.
What was my excuse? Yeah. That's usually what happens. I send people out there, and then I get all these emails, and I say, well, darn, I should have been there. Yeah. Anyway, that's the way it goes. All right, next week on the show, what are we doing next week? Next week, in the first hour, remember right here in the Coachella Valley, we start at 11:05, and we are going to have Chef Martinez from the Cliff House. He's going to join us to talk about, he's a new chef there. He's some phenomenal food. And then we are going to talk about why Virginia is for lovers with Bill Nicholson. Actually, that's not exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Virginia. There's something about, I don't know, that state.
Yeah.
Just, it draws us to it. Anyway, so that's next Sunday on the show. Check out the website with all the new information. Thanks to Coachella Valley Volkswagen for jumping on board. Thank you, Sean, for another great show. And we'll see you next time, folks, on Traveling with Francoise. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.